Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually got to the point now when somebody starts arguing me, prove your facts. I go, now.
All right, what do you say, Joe? What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
Hey, Joe.
But I've been forgotten, I, Joe.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
We are back, or I should say welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. It's a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Really. I mean, seriously. Get the information you need before you go out there half-cocked, spewing stuff, I'll just put it bluntly, that you have no clue of. And let's make sure we get it right. So that way we can't be, I won't say picked on, but we can't be accused of spewing misinformation. As long as you get the information you need, you do it the right way, then it's a non-issue, isn't it? And you can make a difference. MyPillow.com, yeah, that's right, Mike Lindell, one of ours. Right, Mike Lindell, who's willing to make, has made a way for many of us to make money online because it has been taken away. And not just by Twitter, but, you know, in years gone by. You had Twitter, you had Facebook. I don't know if you recall, we lost two YouTube pages. One of them had seven YouTube channels, I guess. One of them had 7 years of videos on them. Gone. Because I had invited doctors on the show to talk about the vaccine. Both sides of the issue, not just one. And they didn't like that. I had the Vimeo channel removed for the exact same reason. And we lost 60,000 followers at one time on Twitter. We lost 2 or 3 pages. So they made it so you're just impossible for you to get the message out. That's why some of you said, why don't you monitor your Facebook page? I just put it up there, let it go. I don't respond on it or anything else. Some of you don't want to get away from Facebook. All right, well, go for it. But Mike Lindell has made it easier for us to make money, to make a difference. So go to MyPillow.com. Use promo code Joe. You'll save anywhere from 30 to 70% off the products. They have buy one, get one free up there. Christmas is just around the corner. You can return product you don't like all the way through to March. That's a big deal. Right? They have comforters, pill mattresses, or mattress covers, I should say, pillowcases, pillows, blankets, towels, everything that you use on a daily basis. And some of you sent me emails and said, you know, it's kind of expensive. Well, go in there, find what you want. Use the promo code. Watch it get cut down, some of it, up to 70%. So let's not do that. Let's really go out of our way to try to help out those people who help us. All right? I mean, help all of us. Anyway, always fun. All right. You know, I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but I'm going to be. The real estate investor, one of the most famous ones, is warning that, you know what? We're entering one of the greatest real estate corrections in history. He's looking at the, he's looking at what's going on. He's looking at all the indicators. Just, I want to say that we're entering the greatest real estate correction of my lifetime. Private equity fund manager Grant Cardone said that, you know, while he was talking about the different state industries and the issues that they were having, he said it's real estate correction. It's going to be a great opportunity for individuals, regular everyday people, to actually grab trophy real estate from institutions. It's never happened in our country before. Despite Cardone's claim that the industry is getting new territory, the current housing market poses significant issues for any buyer or seller interested in selling. Between the rates and the housing costs, we've seen it happen. I don't know how these young people are getting in the homes, and I mean that. It's hard to say I'm saying young people, I know, right? And there's no reason for, you know, Tammy and I have been in the same house for 20 years. What are we going to buy, or where are we going to buy at a decent price if we sell this house? Right? Where are you going to go? How much are you going to pay? What's going to be your interest rate? Many millennials today feel like they missed that golden opportunity to buy a home. They were too busy whining about how expensive it was. Well, just wait. You know, there are many, many issues for buyers and sellers today. It's unaffordable for people to own a home. You can blame the feds if you want for that killing the housing market off. You're looking at what? 7 and change, right? I don't know what it is today. 7 and a quarter, 7 and a half. You know, the first house I bought in California? Yeah, way back when. I bought it, I think it was close to 21% interest. My loan payment was interest only. I could afford the interest and the principal at the same time. That's why I got my first house. So, Fed Chairman Jerome Powell has said that, he hasn't controlled inflation at all. He's failed miserably. He's actually done is he's created, he stopped the housing industry. Do you realize that everybody that Joe Biden has put in place pretty much has absolutely no real experience in the area they've been put in charge of? Or no successful experience, I should say. And that's why I keep running into these problems. Look at the people he has chosen for these positions. Interest rates have to come down. You know, some of the developers I've spoken with said, look, the interest rates are going to have to come down for pricing to come down. Right? Well, most people think, but when interest rates come down, mortgage applications will go up and people will start selling their homes. The homes will start going up again in price. A vicious circle. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
About to screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus, they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution here. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us, whether it be on the air or in the chat room, or texting and tweeting and that kind of thing. The, you know, when I look at this, when I'm thinking about all of this, we've kind of lost sight, lost track. And maybe I'm going to go back to a constitutional. I used to do them a long time ago. I may go back to a constitutional moment, right? Bringing back the basics in the Constitution so some of you realize what they are. And, you know, people keep calling the U.S. a democracy. You hear me going on my mind with that. We're not a democracy. The United States is a constitutional republic. Our government is based on a constitution. Well, if you use it, it's based on a constitution, which is the supreme law of the land. You can't just kind of wander around it. It's funny, you know, there's a certain political group that seems to spend 24/7 trying to figure out ways around the Constitution. You know, Obama said it at one point in time. It's that Constitution keeps getting in my way. Well, his way of what? All right? Seriously. Now, the Constitution establishes a federal Democrat-Republic form of government. It's a democratic republic because people govern themselves. It's a representative because people choose elected officials by free and secret ballot. Both the people and the governing officials are bound to follow the rules established by the Constitution. You saw what just happened, you know. We send people to Congress to do certain things, and you saw that didn't happen with the NDAA. Now remember, you know, people keep calling the U.S. a democracy, but a democracy is ruled by the majority. If you keep continuing to call our country a democracy, you're allowing them to water down, ignore, basically kick to the curb the Constitution. And it's got, you know... We are representative government. We send people to govern on our behalf, and we choose/chose them because we share ideals with them. We share ideologies with them. We share basic truths with them. Right? The Constitution wasn't supposed to allow any specific group more power than another. And yet we've allowed that to happen. See, this is what happens. You start changing words. That's no big deal at first. But then all of a sudden everybody starts calling it a democracy. Well, it's not a democracy. And it's just irritating as heck because I have been saying, if you've been listening to the show for years, I constantly correct people over the difference between a democracy and a republic. Right? Representative government. And how easy it is once we start letting them take over the words, water down the words, not use them properly. Everything from, you know, races to hypocrisy to whatever, we've allowed them to take over. And it's wrong. All right, back to the homes. Real estate market, trying to buy a home. It's a vicious circle because the real estate rates will have to come down. The sellers will start to step up because they're going to want to get rid of their homes at the highest price possible to go buy another home at the lowest rate possible. It's just going to go around and around and around. And most first-time buyers, they say the American dream is dead. Well, it's not true. The American dream is not dead. It's harder to obtain now. I wonder who's in charge, but that's beside the point. As first-time buyers, dreams of owning a home have been halted, right? And many who are trying to rent really are starting to experience the same pain. They don't have enough money to rent. Moody's analytics, they found that Q3, the U.S. rent-to-income ratio, it declined slightly by about 0.5%, ending at about 30, a level that's the threshold for being rent burdened. Renters are considered burdened if their rent payments consume 30% or more of their gross. Now, the Fed will make more renters in this country in the next 2 years. Right? Because mortgage applications right now are still at an all-time low. Really. I mean, Lennar Homes is down. The Poulter Group is down. Existing home sales are just down. Very, very hard for them to get in. And it's too bad. Look at it. It was hard for me. We all were there. I mean, I think that's partially the fun when you get married in the beginning of your careers, in the beginning of your lives. Right? You and your wife get to fight through, work together, sleep in the back of the car if you have to, shake the couch for quarters. So you could buy food that night? No, really. So think about it. I mean, really, truly think about it. If you have kids, you may end up having to help them. I love this, too. Hunter Biden, we all know, we already know this. He dodged the House deposition. Now, he showed up in D.C., and I find that interesting. Almost to kind of shove it in their faces, right? Yeah, I'm here. What are you going to do about it? That was really interesting. He didn't go to the deposition, but very close to where he was supposed to have the deposition, he gave a speech. He delivered a very rare public statement outside the Capitol, calling the House Republican investigation and business dealings guilty of lies and distortions meant to undermine his father's presidency. Isn't that interesting? If Trump had said that, what do you think they would have done? So I'm here today to acknowledge that I've made mistakes in my life. Okay, so whoopee-ding. Everybody has. Got it. Now, his lawyers were with him. Representative Eric Swalwell was with him. He said, but I'm also here today to correct how the MAGA, of course, MAGA right. Isn't that great? How the MAGA right has portrayed me for their political purposes. He said, for 6 years I've been the target of the unrelenting Trump attack, machines shouting, where's Hunter? He added, here's my answer, I'm right here. Well, no. Actually, no, you're not right here. You were supposed to be there. You were supposed to be where you were subpoenaed. Where your dad said anybody who ignores a subpoena from Congress should be arrested. Except for you, I guess. Joe Messina, your host, don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Biden administration officials have not conducted an assessment to determine if Israel is adhering to international law in its conflict with Hamas, State Department spokesman Matthew Miller faced questions about the appropriate use of U.S.-supplied weapons by Israel.
We are engaged in conversations with the Israeli government about steps that they can take to minimize civilian harm.
A New York court has dismissed former President Trump's attempt to contest the gag order imposed on him. Trump's legal team sought to overturn the order preventing him and his attorneys from discussing Judge Arthur Engron's court staff publicly. The appeals court ruled that Trump did not follow the appropriate legal procedure to challenge the gag order and sanctions against him. Retiring from Congress, former House Speaker Kevin McCarthy bid farewell in his final speech on the House floor today.
Thank you for ever giving me this opportunity to serve you. I loved every single day.
Dave Collins, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
I'm back like a bad rash that ever really go away. Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly really being part of the conversation. We're talking about Hunter Biden showing up in D.C. today, but not to discuss, you know, the deposition. I find it interesting, though. I mean, again, shows you the double, triple, quadruple, whatever you want to call it, standard, that the Dems have. And I say that because, come on, think about this. Eric Swalwell was standing next to him. Eric Swalwell was screaming that the January 6 people and some of the other need to be thrown in jail because they weren't showing up for the they weren't showing up for their depositions. They weren't showing up for their congressional subpoenas. Here he is standing next to a guy that's supposed to be actually ignoring a congressional subpoena. He's okay with it. See, there is no rule of law for them. Have we figured that out yet? You know, if you're a Democrat, you listen to the show and you chew it on your tongue. You're a hypocrite. A group of people that were screaming that no one's above the law, you're all above the law in your mind. And the proof is watching your everyday actions of how you deal with things. How you make excuses for people like Hunter Biden, Joe Biden, and the people around them. You don't care about any of it. It's got stink written all over it, and not a word from you people. Not a word. Just amazing. Right? And the House Republicans are also focusing on an allegation raised in an FBI tip sheet that says Joe Biden, along with his son, took bribes from Burisma, a Ukrainian energy company. Hunter was on the board with no energy experience whatsoever. Come on, can I get one of those jobs? We have the same issue here in California. We've got hundreds of commissions and commissioners. And guess who gets to appoint those commissioners? That's, yeah, Governor Newsome. The governor gets to appoint commissioners to these agencies or committees. Those commissioners get a minimum of $100,000 a year. They are no-show jobs for the most part. Yeah, you get to Zoom, call in, do whatever. It's more of an advisor, more of an advisory than they are anything else. And you get paid $100K for it. Isn't that wonderful? It's just amazing. Now, up until Wednesday morning, House impeachment leaders, they didn't know whether Hunter Biden would show up or not for the scheduled meeting. The younger Biden had offered to appear in public for a congressional hearing. We've heard this a million times. I'm sorry if I keep repeating it. But sometimes that's a way to get it through some people who tune in late or didn't quite catch it the first time. You know, the Democrats are saying, well, if he does a private deposition, then there could be selective leaks made by the Republicans. You mean like the Democrats never did, right? The problem with the private deposition for Hunter Biden is that it's not like a regular public one where everybody gets 5 minutes to ask questions. They can dive deep into some of these issues. And he didn't want that. So the Congress said, no, you're going to appear first in a closed-door deposition. Then we'll do it in public. And you'll be able to tell anything you want to tell there. Hunter slammed Comer as well as Representative Jim Jordan, the chairman of the Judiciary Committee, for their portrayal of the Biden family. Now, Hunter said his father wasn't involved in his business dealings. God. He went on, I mean, of all people, the man who perjured himself by filling in a gun form on a gun form, a federal offense, doesn't seem to care. Their lies have become false facts believed by too many people. Really? Seriously? So you never took money? Your dad was never on the phone? The emails that we saw and the transfer info from the banks were all lies. They were all made up by Republicans for real. And then he does that fake, so what are they afraid of? I'm here. See, this is where we screw up. Somebody needed to go to the podium somewhere from the Republican Party and say, look, that was a great speech that creep just gave, but here's the deal. He knows that in a deposition, he's not going to be able to give short answers or run off the clock. He knows that. In a deposition, he's going to have to answer the questions, answer them to his fullest. It may take a few hours to make it happen, but too bad he's going to have to deal with it. But we don't do that. I go all the way back to the days of Boehner. I don't know if you remember. I kept saying, look it. What Boehner needs to do is have a whiteboard right there. Right there on the floor. And every time the Dems lie, he needs to put it up there and draw it out for people. Seriously, that's the way you fight back. Right? That's the way you make it happen. He doesn't get to set the rules, Comer told reporters on Wednesday. He's right. He does it. Dad's president, but according to Nancy Pelosi, Dad's not above the law. Aides at the White House saw Hunter Biden's remarks in the morning. They thought it was very powerful, and it was emotional. And he was sticking up for his family. Wow. Right? Really? God bless. It never stops with these people. They truly live in an alternate universe. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And you know that you're going down the road, and some of you heard this already. Liz Cheney warning that, Liz Cheney, well, how everybody is, anybody is still listening to her, I have no idea. But she's warning people that if Trump gets elected, he'll never leave office. Didn't they say that the first time, too? The stock market would crash. Yeah, that worked out well for them, didn't it? He'd start World War III. Yeah, they must have been talking about Joe Biden. Had to be. right? And that he would never leave office if he lost. He did leave office. Stock market did wonderful. And there hasn't been peace in the Middle East in decades like there was under his presidency. Right? Just amazing to me. You can't make this stuff up. You really can't, because nobody would believe it. But you can't make this stuff up. All right. I got so much, still so many stories to talk about. And so much to deal with. You know, you've got, court now has decided, court revived a suit by a teacher fired for not using the trans student pronouns. This one has to keep coming back and coming back and coming back. And a ruling hailed as a major victory by conservatives, Virginia's Supreme Court on Thursday, they revived a lawsuit by a teacher who claims his religious liberties or free speech rights were violated when school officials fired him for refusing to use the pronouns of a transgender student. That was a split. It's a 143-page decision. The justices overturned a lower court decision dismissing Peter Vlaming's case. It's drawn national attention because it pitted the hotly contested issues of transgender rights, religious freedom. I mean, these freedoms are either absolute or they're not. See, I don't believe, I know somebody, you're going to throw something at me, but I don't even believe that the freedom of speech stops you from yelling fire in a theater. And I'll tell you why. I think the mistake that our founding fathers made was they thought we'd always be gentlemen. They always thought we'd be civil to a degree. And that the civility and the educated people would always be kind of running things or making sure things went well. And the reason that even came up was because you got these idiots who think that it would be okay to yell fire yell fire in a theater. Right? Dark theater. It wouldn't be okay. Would it be legal? Here's a question for you. Talk about that more on the other side of the break. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5566. Really get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the solution. It's the way I like it. Hopefully it's the way you like it, too. Talking about the religious liberties finally being restored. I mean, again, we talked about this earlier. The Constitution is either the law of the land or it's not. Not the letter by Jefferson. Not some things that our founding fathers said in letters to each other. Although they're great ways to back up why they felt what they felt. But they didn't want any stifling of religious liberties. Our founding fathers would have never, never suggested that you lie about stuff to make somebody else feel better. And really that simple. So in a ruling, again, in the Virginia Supreme Court, it's come back to them and now they're protecting the religious rights and freedoms of a teacher who refuses to call somebody by their pronouns that aren't real. And it doesn't matter that somebody feels a certain way. What really matters is what the truth is. ADF, Alliance Defending Freedom, the conservative Christian group that's representing the teacher, called the ruling a sweeping victory, especially for free speech and religious rights. Now, the Virginia Attorney General, Jason Myers, said it dramatically expands the protection of religious liberty. Now, legal counsel for the National Center for Lesbian Rights, which has followed the case, called it dangerous and misguided. So in other words, let me see if I got this right. If you're part of a protected group, if you're part of the LGBTQ plus community, then you have all the rights to do and or not to do. Is that how it works? I'm just curious. It said it gives teachers a right to discriminate. The expansiveness of the ruling also troubled two justices who dissented from the majority opinion, who wrote that Virginia now stands alone in the country in offering a super scrutiny for religious rights, but no other. That's not true. Think of all the rights. Think of all the things that the LGBTQ community gets to do that nobody else does. Oh, you can put a pride flag up in a classroom, but you can't put a Christian flag up. Right? I mean, seriously. The gay community can talk all about gay rights and the normality of what they believe to be true and you know, when the books that they're putting into schools, some of them that actually have illustrations on how to have sex, those are all supposed to be protected and okay. But if a teacher mentions her belief in God, even though a student asked for it, they can get in trouble? Seriously? If I'm a kid that doesn't really want to hear about, you know, sex, any kind of sex, LGBTQ or otherwise, I have to be subjected to it because the school's required to teach it, or the teacher wants to teach it in that fashion? Those are all okay, right? As a teacher, Peter was passionate about the subject that he taught. He was well-liked by his students. He did the best to accommodate their needs. ADF Senior Counsel Chris, yeah, right, Shandoval. He said, but he couldn't, in good conscience, speak messages to that he doesn't believe is true. No school board or government official can punish someone for that reason. Administrators with the suburban Richmond West Point High School, where Vladimir worked, blaming worked, and the West Point School District, who are named as defendants, they wouldn't respond for a request for comment. They probably because they're ashamed of themselves or teed off, one of the two. Sharon Minta, the legal director for the NCLR, said that the ruling ignores teachers' obligations under the law. Yeah, but see, you can't create a law that supersedes the Constitution. Can't do it. Requiring teachers to treat transgender students equally when they address them in class is about prohibiting discriminatory conduct, not speech. Such a rule, look at, you cannot look at a single person sitting in the chair, okay, and refer to them as they, unless, as the English language is used, or in the normality of the English language. There are times when you say they. But this is not what this is about. This is about them forcing an ideology, or forcing a way of life, forcing you to live that they want to live. And as they change, and they've changed this thing a dozen times just in the last year. I mean, the last 10 years. They've changed these rules and these, because we're ever evolving, you know, I'll have you know. Blaming a 6-year teacher told a student he would use the student's male name in class and try not to use the pronoun in an effort to balance the student's wishes and his own religious rights better. School administrators, even though the student was okay with it, told him it would violate a non-discrimination policy to not use the student's masculine pronouns. Think about that. Now, the other thing, too, why can't you call him by his last name? That's what we all went through in high school. And school, they called us by our last names. So what? Didn't violate anything. Anyway, when Flamey still refused to use the masculine pronouns, the lawsuit says the school board fired him in December 2018. He filed a lawsuit in 2019 claiming the school and the district officials violated Virginia's constitution and state law. He wants to be reinstated to his position, and he wants damages of $1 million, as well as he should get it. The lawsuit did not argue the administrator violated, did not argue that administrators violated Vladimir's federal constitutional rights. So the Virginia Supreme Court ruling is the final say on the matter and cannot be appealed to the federal court. But it was a King William County Circuit Court judge dismissed most of Vladimir's claims following the motions by the defendants. He eventually dropped the rest of the lawsuit before appealing to the Supreme Court in Virginia. You know, it's great. It's great that we're starting to see. You want true equality? You want to, they try to use equity. You want true equality? Then everybody has a right to a freedom of speech in the way they want it. If you want to call yourself something you're not, go ahead. I'm not going to do it. It's just not right. It perpetuates the lie. We've had the doctors on. We've had others on. Just because you feel a certain way doesn't mean you are that way. When do we start getting kids the help they really do need when it comes to mental health instead of just acquiescing and telling them what they want to hear and trying to make them feel better about themselves? Right? Just doesn't make any sense. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. It truly is how we all win. How we all make a difference, right? And again, we have two more House members that head for the exit. Now, what's funny is you'll hear some of these stories depending on what outlet they come from. But you'll hear some of these stories talk about how it's impossible to work in Congress anymore. Nobody's working together. Well, if people leave that are far right, far left, whatever, if people are leaving, how are you going to pull people back to the middle? Are people leaving too? Representative Wiley Nickel, a Democrat out of North Carolina, and Drew Ferguson, a Republican out of Georgia, both announced on Thursday they did not run for another term in the House. That's two more seats that go sideways. And they become more, these elections will become more unpredictable because you don't know who, again, where people are at, how they're feeling, whether they're Republicans or Democrats, how they're feeling about what's going on. And I know, what was it, over 71% of the people surveyed, a mix of both parties, felt like the country was headed in the wrong direction. Right? Nichols' retirement offers a prime pickup opportunity for Republicans. Now, Nichols opted not to run for a second term, citing the state's approval of the new congressional map, so will likely hand his district over to Republicans next year. Nichols, a third Democrat from North Carolina, to forego re-election due to the newly redrawn boundaries, giving Republicans a handful of opportunities to bolster their majority. Now, I love this. Whenever the Democrats do this, they've rigged nothing. They just did the right thing. Whenever the Republicans redraw the lines, then they've rigged the system in their favor. Do they understand that after a while, people, they hear this, they know this? I mean, they know what you're doing, and they don't pay attention to you anymore. Now, Ferguson cited personal reasons for his departure, simply saying that Georgia is calling him home. Well, which is really interesting. First of all, he's not far from Georgia and D.C. to begin with. Secondly, I wonder if he's going to get a state job or a local job or become a consultant. Joe and I look forward to spending more time with our children. Don't you let that's always perfect, isn't it? Yeah, I want to spend more time with my family. Well, some people do. I get it. You realize that, first of all, when it came to Congress, our founding fathers never had in mind it would be, permanent, full-time jobs. You were supposed to be in and working in your area, getting to know the people, understanding the people, knowing the neighborhoods, knowing the community. That seems to have gone sideways, hasn't it? It's a full-time job now. Hey, Joe Mazzini, your host. God bless, guys. Have a great rest of the night. Don't do anything stupid. Want you back here with me tomorrow. Remember, Sonia Schmidt joins us tomorrow. And that's always a lot of fun. I don't care who you are or what you're thinking. Got any questions, comments, or anything else, send them to joe@therealside.com. joe@therealside.com. God bless, guys. Have a great rest of the day.